gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
first of all, it was like the energy in the music. It was like stripped down and just like the energy, sheer energy. So that's the basic thing. A lot of new bands forget that and they just stand there and, you know, anyone can do that. But I think if you don't dance your music, it looks very, very forced. And, you know, like you're just a part-timer or you're just going to give it up tomorrow, you know, or you're not even interested in it. And I think that the old punk bands get up there and enjoy what they're doing, because if they didn't go up there and do that, they didn't live, you know, it's as simple as that. So you had to go up and just rock it, you know. We used to be a lot more general at the beginning. I think people now, not just us, but everybody, is getting a lot more personal. People are like pinning down actual celebrity in politics. It's just getting more personal, direct, you know.
Present day as compared to early days of punk, basically what's happened is, yes, there is still that kind of aura of rebellion or whatever attached to it, but if you're honest about it, it's really just kind of the aura that you bring with you as from the past in a way. But basically people come to see us because it's a great night out, you know. People still need to feel elevated. Most people have pretty kind of mundane lives, you know, workaday kind of lives, and they want to. This is how I got into music. I mean, the thing that I first fell in love with music is the way that music can influence your mood. You know, you come home and you're a bit down, or you've had a hard day, and you put a record on, and suddenly you go from there to
don't
there.
Worry.
People are throwing bottles at me.
Don't forget the chaos.
We are still dangerous.
Yeah.
time when the punk rock movement came out, we had a very, very selfish, let's say, regime where you could see the rich-poor divide really stark. Everyone saw the other side of the coin where the councils and the politicians were just getting rich quick, inviting all the businessmen to get rich quick, and there was a very, very big rich-poor divide. And this was for anyone who had eyes to see, you know, it was a very worrying time, you know. So I think the punk movement was like the society's alarm bell, you know. We were kind of ringing alarm bells. So we still are the early warning, you know, alarm system, you know, for the people. And most of the people are still not listening, you know.
Get up.
It's very important to have things outside of the band and the music, and we've all got our own thing. Charlie's got his fishing, and he's got his
fishing boat, sorry.
Yeah, and Charlie's got, you know, his love of the sea and going out fishing, and he enjoys all the outdoor life and all that stuff. Mickey's got his own companies making talking books now and all this kind of stuff, as well as his own record company. I'm just about to start a history degree next month. With a view to teaching history in the future.
So next time you meet Alvin, you'll have to call him...
Doctor.
Oh, I've called him Professor, yeah, Doctor. Yeah.
Well, Professor's fine, Doctor's better. But we've all got these other outside interests, which are, you know, very important. And we all live in different parts of the world. I live in the south of France, Charlie lives in London, and Nikki lives in San Francisco. So there's also, as well as diversity in outside the band, there's also diversity in our geography and where we live, you know. But that's great, you know, because then when we come together...
It's more interesting.
Yeah, it's more interesting, and we talk about the things we've been doing. And I mean, for instance, on Sunday, we'll all be going to my house because we're doing a gig in Switzerland, and then the next gig's 3 days later in Spain. So rather than just go to some generic hotel and sit around, I said, well, let's all go to my house and, you know, spend some time in my little town in the south of France and maybe even put a show on in the bar there for beer
or something, just for fun. That'd be great.
And the Vibrators are coming to stay as well, because I've got a friend who's going to put up some people as well. So it's really good. We really have a good time. We really enjoy it. We enjoy each other's company. Of course, like anything, if you're in close proximity for a long period of time, silly little things can get niggly and back and forth. But generally, we get on really well, and we have a very good time. And after the tour, you go, wow, that was really good fun. And, you know, and you look forward to the next time we get together again.
Thank you.
No, no, everyone's, our stuff's out there all the time. And more with YouTube, you know, everyone can look at our new stuff. We'll be playing here tonight, and it will be on YouTube tomorrow. You know, I mean, it's amazing, you know. So, you know, it's out there, which is great. And so we tour, we're a touring band. We're never, we've always struggled a bit to, because we love our live performance and want to try and capture the essence of that on record, but it's very difficult. It's very hard to achieve or, you know, get close to this kind of, and also it's the chaos of a live performance as well. Someone came on stage last night and I thought he wanted to make an important announcement. And he said, "Has anyone seen my telephone?"
No, phone.
You know, we laugh, but you know, it's but anything can happen.
Thank you. call the TV blues. Nothing you can do. Shout and cry all Saturday night. Oh, it's a Sunday too. TV, it's a caravan coming down the street. TV, your taxman took away our TV. Oh, little sister's got a TV blues. Daddy got him too. I'm turning away this Sunday. Nothing we can do. 40 days in Brixton. Put the shit up the family. Guess I'll have to get a job.
Now, not everybody knows that. we thought of it from the first album, you know, and beginning with, we chose an A, and we thought, hey, let's do them in alphabetical. It was just kind of a joke, but we stuck with it.
know what it is. Feel something coming. Stuck in the middle of the Yankees and the Russians. Villiamen marching. Guns are getting loaded. Dust at the border. Tanks are rolling. A nation in fear. One nation crying. One nation killing. Another nation dying. Talk about guns. Escalations.
Dániel, vízilabdázó. Évente 2190 kilométert úszik. 18320-szor dob kapura. 916 órát edzéssel tölt. 80 meccset játszik,
és van legalább egy kiállításom is.
Pedig csak 1260 forintot költ multivitaminra havonta.
És ön?
Eurovit. Alapvitamin a mindennapok hőseinek.
Vessen a kassa! Újra ingyen!
Jól hallotta?
Ingyen vásárolhat 1000 vásárlónk! Sőt, lesz akinek egy teljes évig nem kell fizetni a Reál és Reálpont üzletekben.
Nyithatunk!
Ha már művészkedni kell az elismerésért, próbálja ki a Cefagil homeopátiás gyógyszert. Erősíti a nemi aktivitást, fokozza a szexuális örömélményt. Cefagil.
Férfiaknak és nőknek, a mindennapokra is.
A kockázatokról és mellékhatásokról olvass fel a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelő orvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Ropogós kenyér, mogyoró, lédús és kemény gyümölcsök, mindet imádom. Sajnos eddig nehezen tudtam őket megenni. Aztán hallottam a Corega műfogsor rögzítő krémekről. Már egy vékony csíkkrém is szorosan helyén tartja a műfogsort, így megakadályozza, hogy apró ételdarabkák szoruljanak alá. Így újra élvezhetem azokat az ételeket, amelyeket nagyon szeretek. Corega rögzítő krém. Magabiztosan beszélni, nyugodtan enni, bátran mosolyogni.
A karácsonyi sürgésforgásban is számíthat az Auchan kedvező áraira és széles választékára. Várjuk kedves vásárlóinkat ünnepi kínálatunkkal. A csont nélküli szeletelt sertéskaraj kilója 1299 forint.
Nem tudod, hogy sima legyen vagy hullámos? Az új Imetek Bellissima Creativity hajsimítóval elég egy simítás, hogy minden nap olyan légy, amilyen szeretnél. Új Imetek Bellissima Creativity, sima vagy hullámos haj, egyetlen simítással.
Az Auchanban a csont nélküli szeletelt sertéskaraj kilója 1299 forint.
Hadd mondjam el, miért váltottam az új Szillit Bengre. Előtte súrolókrémeket használtam, és előfordult, hogy néhányan súrolnom kellett, és öblítgetni a felületeket. Most az új Szillit Beng Multipowerrel a szappan maradék és a vízkő súrolás nélkül tűnik el. De az új Szillit Bengen még többet tud. Most a Szillit Bengen még ezek az olajos foltok is gyorsan eltűnnek. Csak úgy, mint a sminkfoltok a hálószobában. Nem én dolgozom, hanem a Szillit Beng. Próbálja ki még több felületen, még több folton, még több helyiségben. A házszimke szerint. Szillit Beng, és a kosz eltűnik.
És ha elege van a koszos padlóból, próbálja ki a Szillit Benget padlóra és zsíros szennyeződésekre. A Beng ereje már a felmosó vödörben is. Meggyőző hatékonyság a padló és a zsíros foltokon.
Nyomor vagy pompa?
Isten! Látni egy twist!
Magukat is látja!
Szenvedés vagy boldogság?
Korbáccsal tanították meg rá, hogy
ne szólj szám, nem fáj fejem.
Ki dönti el, hogy kinek milyen élet jut?
A koldusok úgyis mind vitóra jutnak.
Timothy Spell káprázatos alakításával. Charles Dickens regényéből. Chris Oliver. December 24-én délután az Energy műsorban. Shakespeare halhatatlan klasszikusa. A világ legszebb szerelmi története. Leonardo DiCaprio és Claire Danes főszereplésével. Romeo és Julia. December 25-én este az M1 műsorán. 45 évig volt Anglia királynője. Élete sokszor forgott veszélyben. Ha kellett, kíméletlen volt. De mindig igazságos. Újra egyesített egy nemzetet. Legyőzte a spanyol armadát. Kivívta alattvalói nagyra becsülését. Ő volt első Erzsébet.
God save the Queen!
Golden Globe-díjas alkotás Helen Mirren és Jeremy Irons főszereplésével. Elizabeth. A történet első része december 25-én este az M1-en.
Velünk teljes a karácsony.
Az Alpok hatalmas sziklái, a Sághegy vulkánjának kürtője és egy kőorom.
amely Óbudát vigyázza. Közös történetük egy olyan eseményhez kapcsolódik, amely napra pontosan 851 évvel ezelőtt, december 21-én történt. Mi pedig megmutatjuk, végig zarándokoljuk vasárnap a főtérben.
Ez a kereszt ide kerül a koronára, a korona a saját betétjére, és a címerekkel együtt fölkerülnek a szabadságkit pilonjaira. A szabadságkit felújításának állásáról is lesz szó a műsorban, elkalauzom önöket nagy szalontára, sok érdekesség lesz a műsorban, kérem tartsanak velem!